This bill also says that any sign that was conforming under the old rules will now be classified as conforming out of standard. That means they can't be rebuilt if they blow down, but it does mean that, for example, we can use cutouts and extensions on them, you know, like the McDonald's arches that stick up above a sign. Nonconforming signs, we're having a real problem with that. Nonconforming signs, we can't use new technology. You can't use digital displays. We've got all these truck stops and petroleum marketers that are just furious. They can use digital price signs in every other state but ours. But because all of our inventory is nonconforming, they simply can't utilize those. You know, this would allow those type of things on signs that were built, legally erected, and were conforming when they were built. The only reason they're nonconforming now is because the rules have been changed. This would set up a third classification of signs. Instead of either being conforming or nonconforming, this labels those signs as something in between. If they blow down, they still can't be rebuilt, or if they're displaced because you lose your land lease or whatever. But at least it would allow us to utilize new technology. You know, the lighting, for example, that's available now, we can buy lighting for these signs that use 10% of the electricity that the current lights use. We can't do those kind of things on nonconforming signs.
Representative Schieffer.
These new billboard signs that have the digital advertisement, I'm not sure that I'm in favor of updating all the signs to that. I find some of those very distractful when I'm driving, depending on, you know, what's on the sign and so forth. But the digital signs MoDOT has that gives us warnings, I really like. But some of the other signs, quite frankly, I'm not sure that I always appreciate those digital signs.
I tell you, there are people who claim that digital signs are a distraction to drivers and so forth. When MoDOT allowed digital signs, actually the Federal Highway Administration in 2007 issued a ruling for the first time allowing digital signs to be used for off-premise ads. Up until that time, you've seen some, but they were all on-premise ads. And most of the ones that you've seen that you think are distracting, I guarantee you they are. Our signs, digital signs used for off-premise advertising, those signs cannot employ any movement. They have to change instantly. They have to display that message for at least 8 seconds. The average driver driving by would never know it was a digital display because it's never going to change while he was watching it. And even if it did, he wouldn't really see it. From an advertiser's perspective, though, you know, using a digital sign allows multiple advertisers to advertise on the same sign. It allows a guy, for example, with a restaurant to promote a daily special and change that instantly with a computer, to promote specials or something on sale or something like that. There are a lot of advantages, frankly, to digital signs. Our people who have digital signs participate in things like the Amber Alert program. I gave the example last year when the I-35 bridge collapsed in Minneapolis. Within minutes, all the outdoor companies in Minneapolis had converted their digitals over to warn motorists of the bridge being out and to seek alternate routes and so forth. You know, that's the sort of thing we can't do with standard signs. Another big thing. It's very dangerous for our people to get out in the winter, for example, climb on these signs to change vinyls. It requires the advertiser to maybe pay $1,500 or $2,000 to have a vinyl printed up. With digital signs, there are no printing costs. There are no installation costs. So as long as you address the distraction issue with digital signs, they are better for the advertiser and, I think, the public.
I know in the recent snow and ice storms, the digital signs that MoDOT had, if the other companies would go along with Interstate 70, 44, 55 were closed down temporarily due to the ice and snow storms, I could see where that would be advantageous.
Okay. Any further questions? Go ahead. We need your comments.
Thank you for coming, Mr. May. I wanted to ask you, I don't that this is not really, doesn't really have anything to do, but you were talking about digital billboards and about the ever-changing billboards. And I don't know how for the life of me this one was allowed, but driving east, and I'm not picking on the gaming folks now, so you folks that might be back in gaming, this is about a huge casino in St. Louis, Lumiere. And outside there on Interstate 70, it runs right along the, okay? It is amazing, and I mean an amazing sign. I mean, it's huge. And it's right next to the interstate. And you see a scantily clad woman in her nightgown walking, okay?
Yep.
Now you're driving, okay? And all of a sudden you look up, and you just as soon as you come around that bend there underneath as you're going eastbound on 70 into downtown St. Louis, you look up and you see that. Well, I'm here to tell you that there, I would think, and just recently there were several accidents that have been an increase of accidents along that stretch of roadway where people are coming into the downtown St. Louis area. And you better believe it catches your eyes, and it lights it all up. And I'm thinking, what's the matter with this picture all of a sudden? I mean, here we're saying, I mean, and then you can also see good all the camera, and you know, it kind of pans around the room, and then you can kind of also pick up, you see somebody sitting there playing cards, and you see the cards at the table, and you know, and everything. So it does draw your attention, and it does take your eyes off the roadway there.
That is an on-premise sign. None of these regulations that we're talking about apply to on-premise signs. We have a totally different set of rules. They can have movement and animation. I mean, I've seen some digital on-premise signs that were showing what looked like a movie. You know, we can't do any of that. Our signs can't employ movement. They can't, you know, show a movie or animation or anything like that. At this point, neither the federal government or the state regulates on-premise digital signs at all. It's totally up to local governments to do it. Our industry, however, if we put up a digital sign, it's an off-premise sign. It is subject to all the federal regulations and all the state regulations. We simply couldn't do that.
Okay. No, you helped answer my question. I just don't ever know how they got away with that. I'm thinking, holy smokes, no wonder there's accidents here, you know. People are constantly looking up at that thing, and I'm thinking, you know, so I guess that's a double-edged sword. A local government can approve a sign like that, but we can't do it to you guys.
No, I will tell you, they had so many complaints about that sign that the city of St. Louis now has adopted an ordinance that does apply to on-premise signs that prohibits digital signs doing that. So, it'll be grandfathered in, but... But, yeah, I have to try to distance us from that. We're not in that business. We can't do that. Those are on-premise signs, and they're not regulated.
I bet you that the accidents in that stretch of, in that mile or two stretch on eastbound and westbound, if we were to do a poll on that, I would bet you would show an increase, a major increase in accidents along that stretch of roadway, more than any other stretch of the roadway in the state of Missouri.
You know, I see why you were concerned about the digital signs. People don't understand the difference. I'll bet you've driven by some of our digital signs.
Oh, I like them. I know what you're talking about.
Never even knew they were digital.
I mean, yeah. They because they flip. I actually got one in my district
they change
mile marker 187 in Jefferson County.
They change instantly.
Sure.
You know, they have to stay static for 8 seconds before they can change again to something. And so what happens is generally you'll have about 6 advertisers on one of those signs, you know, rather than one advertiser.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, we sometimes take the heat for things that we don't do and we have no control over, and this is a good example of that.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? I think